TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
Hi, here we are. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show, the second hour today on Monday. Everybody's favorite.
Monday.
Or not. So, we had the Star Wars Hour. Yes, sorry, Star Trek fans. I read your emails. You can shoot them if you want. I know you're going to want to do it again. Comments at GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. I can take it. I'm a big man, literally. I eat a lot, like Roman. But I can take it. So, go ahead. And like I said, a little tease for you. Thursday will be your
yay.
Matter of fact, just to make up for it, I may give you 2 days. That's a
2 days
right there.
2 days would be cool.
And they are big names. It's not just some caller calling in telling us,
about his collection or something.
That's cool. Okay, no, it will be somebody who actually has something to do with something really big to do with Star Trek.
You're onto something, Angel. There are people out there that do have a Star Wars collection. I mean, Star Trek collection. Sorry, why do I always get this mixed up? But Star Trek.
It's Monday.
No, but there's people out there that are big old collectors. I mean,
like on and on and on.
Yeah, just like Star Wars.
And...
yeah.
You just gave me an idea, actually. Show idea. We got to go look for the Steve Sansweet version of the Star Trek collector like that.
And maybe they're listening. If they want to shoot out comments at geekspeakradioshow.com, you know, feel free to email us at, you know, comments
if
at geekspeakradioshow.com.
Please email us.
You know, you never know. They're always at the conventions, too.
There's
Star Trek conventions, if you didn't know that.
I think my stepdad has a Captain Kirk doll, actually.
No, but action figure. Action
figure.
Yeah.
Action figure collectible.
You played with dolls. He played.
I popped the doll's head. I didn't
figures.
Collect them.
Explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, I hate Barbie. Yeah.
No, I mean, we should probably, I mean, I don't know. We should probably go to a Star Trek convention. I think it would be kind of interesting for me just to go. I always wanted to go to a Star Wars one because I'm a big fan, but now I'm going to dress up and go to one.
You know, so that's why one of the reasons why I'm trying to get Steve Sansweet on here, because he is the head of fan relations also at Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
And Celebration, what are they, 5 or now?
Yeah, 5. Well, over
it's going to be 6 now. They did 5 this past one.
Over in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, but talking to Tony this past hour, he said he was at Celebration 5. And I do remember now on one of his websites there, he does have a video that it's, I think the story he gave us at the end, I think it was moments before he actually ran by, like he said, Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
But everybody knows this is really where Star Wars began, because George Lucas is from here, not San Francisco. Well, here's a little story that I have, speaking of George Lucas. I think I was my freshman year of high school here in San Francisco, and I was with my uncle. I forget where we were going or why we were somewhere. But it was somewhere over by the, ironically enough, by the theater, the Coronet Theater, which is long gone. Moment of silence.
Yeah.
Thank you. That wasn't silence, but thank you anyway. But it was right by that area. Everybody knows who's in San Francisco. You know where I'm talking about now. Crossing the street was George Lucas.
What?
Now, it's kind of like when you see, you would really be speechless if you saw Walt Disney crossing in front of you because he's long gone.
Dead or frozen or something.
Yeah, but, you know, I looked up, I saw the person crossing the street, then I said, wait, looks familiar. I looked up again. I was like, that's George Lucas. And I grabbed my uncle and I said, that's George Lucas. And the light had just turned, green for us. That's why he was hurrying to get across. And he said, who's George Lucas? I said, what are you, George Lucas?
We're not related.
Oh, that's funny.
Actually, you weren't. So that does explain a lot. No, but that was my run in with George Lucas. Oh,
why didn't you talk to him?
Because the light was green and we would have run over him.
Still.
And that would give you a reason to run over him.
I don't want to run over him. Well, actually, then we would have never had episode. Never mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, so like I said, we're going to keep going with the Star Wars talk. Again, sorry, Star Trek fans. We just have to do it. But somebody who's been on the show before is becoming a good friend of the show. His name is Justin Chung. Oh, yeah. You remember him now.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, you on the line?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Justin?
Good. I'm good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to come on. So you've been working on something Star Wars related. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I just recently turned in a project. I was doing sketch cards for Topps Company for a trading card set called Clone Wars Rise of the Bounty Hunters, and that's basically a set for season two.
Yeah, and actually, you sent me a link, and I'm going to put it up on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. We're taking a look at it now. Romo actually likes a few minutes. And, you know, I got to admit, and we had to get a Star Wars guest on the hour before you, and I got to admit, I don't know all of the characters on here because I haven't really followed Clone Wars that well. I mean, I know the obvious, like, you know, Anakin and R2, 3PO, Obi-Wan is here, Mace Windu.
If it makes you feel better, I actually haven't watched all the episodes myself either.
Yeah, but I only sort of watch them because my son watches them, so I'm kind of forced to watch them. I do know that that's Cad Bane right there. That's one of the new characters. This is little Boba Fett here. You also have the one where the columns the row starts with Yoda, the very last one. Who is that? That droid there.
The row starts with Yoda. Let me scroll down.
And you
right next to Yoda is Ara Singh, and she's a bounty hunter that actually has a very, very brief appearance in episode
one. Yeah, in episode one.
I mean, if you blink, you miss her. You completely miss her.
And, who's that droid next to her?
She's played by a friend of mine. Next to her is Toto. He's a droid that I think only like survives like one episode. The episode I saw, he dies. They blow him up. So I don't know how long he's been around before that one.
Okay, that's probably why I don't know.
Hey, Justin, I love the artwork that you did for the trading cards. I wanted to know what went into the process. I mean, I feel like there's some watercolor in it. I'm not sure if it is, but do elaborate.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
Eye.
Great work.
Yeah, it's good eye. Yes, it's watercolor. What happens with the whole process is all the sketch cards, we get blank cards, and these are all hand-drawn illustrations. And we were basically allowed to do almost anything. And so what I did was I just wanted to kind of capture all the characters quickly but have a sketch feel. And so what you're looking at are pencil sketches that aren't inked. I went straight to pencil, or went to pencil and then straight to color. And so I sketched them out and tried to get their likenesses, but still, you know, have my own style too. The challenge with this project was that when you watch the cartoon, you see it's very stylized. There's a very particular style to it. So I wanted to maintain the look of the cartoon, but I didn't want to do like an exact riff of it. So I tried to you know, put my own style in it too as well, but still make it recognizable as something that's for the Clone Wars animated series. So after drawing these characters in pencil, I went and put in some watercolor.
It looks great. I'm mesmerized by it. Actually, I'm really liking the bounty hunters that you got on there.
Yeah, I thought that. I figured since the set was called Rise of Bounty Hunters, I should squeeze as many as I could in.
Bounty
hunters. You know, my favorite characters. My favorite characters actually aren't always the bounty hunters. Like I like Yoda a lot, and I love the aliens and anything mechanical, the droid.
How many hours did it go into, you know, you doing one sketch card? It looks like it would have took you a good day or more,
especially with like the details.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. No, actually, each of the cards you have to do pretty quickly, just to get them done. So I try to keep each card to about a half an hour if I can. Sometimes they go a little over if I get really into it, but it's just for practicality's sake. You know, otherwise you'd be ending up at like, you know, 5 cents an hour or something for pay, and that's just not practical.
Yeah, it looks great. The Yoda comic card, I mean, is one of my favorite, the trading cards. Where can we find these trading cards as well?
Okay, what's going to happen is each of these are, like I said, original hand drawings, which I illustrated and signed, and they're going to be randomly inserted into the Rise of the Bounty Hunter trading card set, which currently is set to ship, October 13th, but there's rumors that it's going to be pushed back to November 11th. And it's going to be just like the old chase cards. I think the last time we talked, some of you guys collected trading cards in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romo.
Yeah, I do.
Romo.
X-Men.
Cards, right? You get to keep opening a bunch of packs. It's like Willy Wonka and the gold ticket. You know, they're not common. So So these sketch cards are going to be chase cards as well. I believe that they're going to be inserted at about one per box. So you have to open about a box worth of packs to get a sketch card. Now, the thing is, to get one of my sketch cards, you probably have to go even further than that because there's at least a couple dozen sketch card artists. I'm not the only one. So to find my art, you know, you probably have to go through cases. So the easiest thing to do for all my fans out there is to just wait till someone finds the card and put it on eBay. Cause they always turn up. I mean, even if you were to look on eBay right now, if you were to do like a search for a sketch Chung, you'll see a few of my cards, you know, up there. And I think that's the best way to catch one of these.
And I also see a couple here that, like, for example, I'm looking at one with the Clone Troopers and another one with Boba Fett. That actually, when you put them together, they create a complete scene. So you really have a reason to go and dig these cards into the packages, right?
Yeah. The collectors are starting to call these puzzle cards. I originally did just kind of mess with people. They pull out a card and then maybe on the off chance they find another one and they realize it goes together. Like, what the heck? And, I've actually had, when I first started doing this, I actually had fans sending me email jokingly cursing me out. You're like, oh, I can't believe you did that. You bastard.
And Justin, we know that you use watercolor on here. I'm an artist as well. What other types of medium do you use for your, trading cards?
Actually, that's basic. What you're looking at, almost exclusively what I do is I pencil and I go straight to watercolor. Occasionally I'll ink too, like just to mix it up. I'll pencil and then I'll pull out inks and I'll ink the lines. But I kind of like the look of pencil and just watercolor. It has sort of a loose feel to it. You know, it keeps it artistic without being
overdoing
messy,
it.
Like not too tight. Yeah, right. Because some of the other sketch cards, and I think it's great that they want to put effort into it, but they do. You look at them, and they put a lot of effort into it. And it's not tactical for me because I have so many projects to juggle. Some of these kids are, their only job is to be sketch card artists. So they can dedicate a lot of effort and time to a card. And I can't quite do that right now just because, you know, I got posters and mm-hmm. personal projects to work on as well.
Out of the entire...
So what art do you do?
Oh, Justin?
Yeah.
I have a question. Out of the whole entire collection of Rise of the Bounty Hunters, what is your favorite piece that you've done?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I have a favorite piece. I kind of like all of them for different reasons, mostly because watercolor kind of has an uncontrolled feel to it. And sometimes they kind of do something on their own. So I may like it not because of something I did, but because of, you know, just what you know, gravity and whatnot. Or the humidity. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, continue.
I was going to say, if I had to pick, I would probably pick Ayla Secura. That's the Twi'lek, the female character with the blue lightsaber.
Yeah, I see that one. That's a really good one, too. I think mine probably would be Yoda. I mean, of course, I always liked Yoda and CP3 and
C-3PO.
Yeah. I was just mesmerized by looking at all the art that you've done for all the trading cards. Good stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, I like the Yoda piece, too. I try to make it look sort of like he's looking at you, so if you look at the card, it looks like he's carrying back. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, you see that one, actually. Again, I'm going to put this on geekspeakradioshow.com link on there. Before I let you go, Justin, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do, tell us real quick about World Famous Comics.
Sure. World Famous Comics is a website that I created in 1995, and I wanted to make it a destination for comic book fans. So, I try to produce content that comic fans would hopefully enjoy, everything from news related to comics or comic film to interviews and columns, as well as some online comics. I wrangle a bunch of content providers, and, some of them have retired, other ones have, you know, been on hiatus, and then we just try to fill the site up with hopefully a lot of pages people are looking at.
Okay. And that is still linked up on geekspeakradioshow.com from the last time you were here. So, Justin Chung, thanks a lot for coming on and telling us a little bit about this Star Wars Rise of the Bounty Hunters sketch cards.
My pleasure. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. All right, Justin, have a good one.
You too. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. So there you go. There's Justin Romo still. Like you said, he's still mesmerized by these cards. Can't wait to.
Me too.
And like Justin just mentioned, they're supposed to be coming out in October, but there is a rumor, and I actually read about that not too long ago, that they may be pushed back to November now.
R2-D2 looks awesome. Yoda, man. Yeah. Can't wait.
And like I was talking to him, I told Justin, I was telling Tony the last hour, I don't know all of these characters because I don't really want get into the Clone Wars.
Yeah, but I noticed the originals. You got Anakin, you got C-3PO. I mean,
remember the annoying Padawan that Tony and I were talking about, Ahsoka?
Yeah,
that's her right there.
The first one. Oh,
yeah, and I've seen a few episodes from with my son, the newer episodes, and she's gotten a little better. And there is an interview with the actress who voices her. She didn't want to give too much away, but she says that she does grow up in this one, and she's a lot more grown up. I don't know exactly what that means, but again, she couldn't give away too much because season 3 is just starting right now on Cartoon Network of Clone Wars season 3.
Mm-hmm.
This Rise of the Bounty Hunters actually was last season when they introduced Boba Fett.
Yeah,
and well, I actually introduced Cad Bane. That Cody is the one of the clones. But they introduced Cad Bane, which is a Nemodian. And yes, yeah, we're geeking out here again. But this is what Tony was talking about. He would have been a Nemodian. The Nemodians were, from episode 1, the ones right in the beginning.
Yeah.
That the ones that Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon go to talk to.
Yeah.
Those are the Nemodians. And it's kind of funny that Nemodians, who are supposed to be some of the most chicken race out there, they'd prefer to run and hide rather than fight. That one of them is a bounty hunter. And in this case, he's more dangerous than Boba Fett, because Boba Fett is still about 14, 15 years old and around this time.
Huh.
But Boba Fett has been introduced into the, and he's going to be in this one, matter of fact, voiced by Daniel Logan, who played him in episode 2.
Did Star Wars The Clone Wars come out as a movie before it went into a TV series?
It did. Remember?
Yeah.
Tony and I talked about it at the end.
No, I mean the cartoon part of it, because I know they went out to
the pilot. I guess you can consider it that the pilot was a movie, animated movie that came out
2 years ago, right?
In 2008.
Yeah, because I remember I had passes to go watch that movie, and for some reason I didn't go, but I just thought it was very interesting. You know, the success of it.
You didn't miss much.
Well, yeah. I know that, but the success has created this one. You know, 3 seasons going strong, the Clone Wars.
Yeah, and you know, what we're waiting, and I forgot to mention this with Tony when he was on earlier. One big Star Wars thing that's coming up is the Star Wars live action show that's coming. I have, a little bit of a background on it, but because of where I got it from, I cannot say anything yet. But I think people will be pleasantly surprised by this. It has nothing to do with the Clone Wars. I can't say that. It has nothing to do with the Clone Wars. It's something completely original. And it doesn't, I mean, you'll see cameos from Darth Vader, from 3PO, R2, and some of the original. You may even see, actually, no, better stop myself.
Yeah, because I'm
getting
like
too much into spoiler territory here, and I can't talk about this stuff. But I think you will like it. Casting was supposed to start, what do you call it? Last year, around, but something happened, and they're not casting yet. They're writing the story. So there you go. So there you go. There's your Star Wars hour and a half, sort of. Angel, why are you crying?
I'm not crying. It's just I'm so excited, you know?
Oh, allergies?
Yeah.
It's one of those hot days again.
Yeah.
So let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk. I don't know. There's some stories that came out. Plus, we'll also preview some of the TV shows that are premiering tonight.
Yeah.
So I guess that means we're going to talk about the event, right?
Yep.
But before we do that, you know what we got to do, right, Romo?
Yes, the tech report.
No.
Buzz report.
There you go.
This is the Geek Speak Radio Show Buzz Report for Monday, September 20th. Here's what's buzzing right now. J.J. Abrams' Super 8 has its first 2 cast announcements, Kyle Chandler and Ellie Fanning. Ellie, Dakota's little sister, could be playing the lead female role, which calls for a 13 to 14-year-old female with a Midwestern feel. No word on what role Kyle Chandler will be playing. Maybe Captain Coop? Check GeekSpeakRadioShow.com if you have no idea what that reference is to. DC Comics was listening to us last week. After Jeff Loeb previewed Marvel's plans, Warner Brothers CEO Barry Meyer revealed that DC's plans with their main characters, meaning Batman and Superman, would be revealed very soon. Which means we won't have to wait much longer for news on Batman 3 and the Superman reboot being overseen by Christopher Nolan. Barry Meyer also said that Warner Brothers' specific plans for all individual DC Comics characters would be revealed in about a month.
In case anybody was wondering, Keanu Reeves' plans for a Cowboy Bebop movie are definitely dead. According to a report from Michael Osiello, Walter Bishop may begin to slip back into insanity. Walter Ned may have a hidden agenda behind his motivations, and Peter Bishop's quest for answers to his origins may pay off in a big way by season's end. Don't forget that Fringe's Season 3 premiere is this Thursday on Fox. Oded Fehr has joined the cast of V as Eli Cohn, an ex-Mossad agent who will be a much more radical kind of fifth column leader. Hopefully that means he'll shoot first and ask questions later. That's what's buzzing right now, and that's the GeekSpeak Radio Show Buzz Report.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back. Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Spoiler warning ahead.
Check it out.
You're listening to the GeekSpeak Radio Show.
No one's going to stop it.
On TalkZone.com, here's Henry and Romo.
Hello.
Hi.
That was a really cool music bed.
I used to listen to a lot of that music.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Dave.
Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that was.
That's really what they called themselves?
Yeah.
Well, you guys at least?
T-O-C-K. Yeah. Children of the Corn.
Wow.
What are you spelling over there?
Huh?
T-O-C-K. What?
They were just, they had this, the whole crew, the name, the initials. It was, they were cool. They're all good friends. I mean, again, they were just friends. I wasn't so much into the band. I just wanted to hang out with the friends.
See, again, we didn't get too much into the book with Tony, but like I said, it's not just the Cribs Notes version of Star Wars, all the Star Wars movies. He talks about it. It's more in the background, like I said. You guys haven't read it yet. You're starting to. You're really getting interested. But the book is more, like he calls, it says right there on the cover, you guys are looking at it, it says a memoir.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. It's Tony's growing up years. You know, from the 12 years old into, you know, through adolescence, and how Star Wars was in the background. And it just happened to mirror how his life was going. Like when he had his low points in life, Star Wars in his eyes, and a lot of people too, they had a lot of low points the way he sees it.
Yeah, that's always.
Especially like with the special editions, and like I got that from Tony's book, the clam coming out of the Sarlacc pit. Because I do remember in the movie theater, when the Sarlacc pit was just a hole with a couple of tentacles coming out.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. I mean, you saw.
Did he ever go into his love life or anything?
Yeah, he does. But, I wanted to ask you, Romo.
Yeah.
When was the first time you saw Star Wars? What was your first exposure to Star Wars?
I saw Star Wars
like
when I was
virus
around,
or something.
I think 10 years old.
Where? Theater or where?
VHS.
VHS?
And then I saw it in the theaters again.
How about you?
So VHS, I don't remember how old, but definitely on tape.
Damien, producer Damien, he tape. First saw yep. it on DVD. When did you see it, Damien? A couple of weeks ago? When he first finally bought it?
Yeah, I saw it for the first time a couple of weeks ago, but I do remember my dad. Matter of fact, we were just talking about that. My dad actually told me a story where he used to have me watch it with him when I was younger.
And you don't remember?
Don't remember.
Mm-mm. My brother told me he used to take girls on dates just to watch that movie because it was the perfect, you know, perfect date movie. And I was like, what? Really? Star Wars?
Who is this?
My brother.
Why is he still single?
No, he's married now, but.
Oh, there you go.
He was just.
So maybe it does
passing
work.
On the teachings.
Depends what girl you take.
Hey, speaking of married and dating and all that. Well, caller actually wants to know, has a question. Let me see. What's her name? Jessica. Jessica, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing? What's your question?
I don't know why you guys are still single.
Who?
Damien and I think what she's talking about is that one. When was it? A month ago when I said I'm going to do an experiment with both of you guys to see if it's true that. And actually, Tony does go into that in his book too. Why is it that the geese can never quote unquote get the girl? Say that again, Jessica?
I wanted to know what happened with that experiment that you guys did.
It exploded in our face, actually.
Never got a chance to really go on a date with anyone.
Well, what makes you ask that? Did you want to be a part of the experiment or what?
I'd be down.
Okay, so.
Which one?
Damien or Romo?
Maybe Romo.
Ooh, really?
Ooh. Do you have a friend for Damien?
What about both? I'll just go on dates.
Buy one, get one free.
Two for one special.
Two for one special.
Right?
Well, what do you like in geeks? Like, you know, what is it that geeks that you like about?
About geeks?
Well, yeah.
What do you geek out about is what he's asking.
Well, I like
geeks. He gets nervous.
He's kind of nervous.
No, what is it that you like about geeks, pretty much?
Yeah, they're sweet. And they're, like, attentive. And
well, one question. What do you really like about Romo?
I don't know. He's different. Not like... I don't know. He's not like other guys.
There's the understatement of the year.
Different. That difference good.
Different as far as a geek, yeah.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, just, exactly. Jessica, wait. Let's find out about you first. Well, then let me turn down Romo for a second. He's gonna ruin this. Jessica, tell us about you. We know your name, obviously, and where are you? You here in the San Francisco Bay Area? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Okay. What kind of stuff do you like? And I'm just talking about movies. I mean, like, what's your ideal date? Let's put it that way.
My ideal date? I actually like going to movies. I know that sounds cliche, but the movies is a perfect kind of date. I mean, you don't really talk that much during movies, but after maybe. I don't know. I'm a movie person, so I like going on movie dates.
Well, I got to warn you, Romo actually does talk during movies. And it's coming, you know, to October, and it's going to be the month of the scary Halloween movies. He really talks and giggles through the scary movies, because scary movies are not his thing.
That's going to be, boy, he should like, oh, he doesn't like scary movies?
No.
No, I don't. I don't think it at all. It doesn't faze me anymore. I've just gotten so desensitized by it.
I really think you guys, if you guys go out on a date, you should see Paranormal Activity. It's not scary. It's a thrilling movie for me. But I think Romo, you'll be okay if you take Jessica out and see Paranormal Activity.
Nice. I will take you out. I will do. You know, we should go out for coffee or something. You know, maybe a movie.
Or sneak in a burrito.
No, don't do that.
Ooh, a burrito.
She's all, what?
Yeah, way to ruin it, Angel. Yeah, actually, well, we were talking about this, not about this experiment. We were talking about movies and movie-going experiences. And most of them, for Damien and for Romo, most of them were going by themselves or going with each other. And to answer your question, really, what you called for, the reason why the experiment never really happened is because I reached out to a few geek dating sites, I guess we'll call them, and some of them were interested, but then some weren't, and nothing really came out of it is the point. And I was thinking, actually, whether we should start our own Geek Speak Radio show, or sort of a dating, not website, but I don't know, make it a feature or something. But both of these guys, they kind of didn't really show interest.
Well, it's not that we don't show interest. It's just that we've just been so busy with Geek Speak Radio show.
Again, they don't show interest.
I guess that's a good
excuse. But that's really the reason why.
That's the reason why?
Yeah. There's no other.
There will be time to go on dates.
Yeah, that's true.
She wants to know what different is, Romo.
Well, I guess
well, one good thing, he does wear a different shirt every day at least.
Yeah.
And clean one too.
That's good. That's a good look, I guess.
Well, what would you consider your ideal geek date? Besides just going to the movies.
A comic book convention?
We do have one coming up, as a matter of fact.
Huh, me and you, Jessica, probably should go to it together.
I don't know. I want to do something different, maybe, that I'm not used to. Like, you know, comic book convention, I've never gone on a date going to that. It's kind of different, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
That would work out because, you know, she doesn't know much about it. And you talk a lot, Romo.
I do talk a lot.
Well, what would you take a girl on a date? Where would you take her?
Well, first of all, of course, you gotta get something to eat. So I'll go
before and after.
But maybe,
I didn't
know
that was coming.
Oh, of course. But maybe go to the movies or just go out and have a good time. Just chill and hang out. Play some pool or shoot some darts or, I don't, you know, do whatever that you girls like to do.
Shoot some darts?
I'm just playing around with it there. No, but I mean, you know, just hang out, chill, you know, probably just go out and grab some drinks or, you know, nothing really special, but is there something that I should do that should be special that, you know, that might consider you mm-hmm. to want to go on a date with me anyway?
I mean, about saying hi.
Yeah.
Well, the first time it should be casual, I think, you know, like the first time it's like go get drinks or go get food or whatever. And then maybe if you really like the person, then you'd like kind of like make it a little bit more better the next time. And you kind of, the dates kind of get better within time, I think.
Yeah, right? That's true. Maybe we could go out for coffee or go buy some comic books together. Go to the movies.
There is actually a combination of that. I think it's pretty cool. There is a combination of that here in San Francisco. There is a / comic book shop and coffee shop.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
And Romo, you know what I'm talking about
now.
And
where is that at?
Mention the name. Say that again.
Where is that at? In the city?
Here in San Francisco. Tell you what. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Go ahead and send an email there, and maybe we will do something about it. So, Jessica, thanks for reminding us. I honestly had forgotten about this.
Yeah, email me at romo@geekspeakradioshow.com. I really want to go on a date with you. Look, it seems like it would be really fun to hang out.
Or there.
Okay.
Or if you have a girl question, you can email me at angel@geekspeakradioshow.com in case you need some tips for Romo.
Yeah, what kind of food
are
you like?
What are you going to wear? All that stuff.
It's true. I don't know. This guy seems different, so.
Just special. Geek.
All right, special. Geek.
All right, Jessica. Thanks a lot for the call. And again, I never really thought of this further than what we did on the air because, like I said, nobody really showed any interest in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I was serious when I contacted all these geek dating sites. But I think they thought that, you know, it's a radio show. They're just going to make fun of me on the air. That's not at all what we were going to do. We were actually going to, of course, plug the website. But I wanted to see if it would actually work with you guys. Because you two, we don't call you guys geeks just because you're on a show called the Geek Speak Radio Show. You guys actually are real geeks. You should see the conversations we have not only on the air but off the air. The way he talks about Star Wars and X-Men and the way these Damien and Romo, they get into conversations about Stryker and the X-Men and Kitty Pryde's backstory and Dark Phoenix story.
Pretty much just
stuff.
I mean, one thing that's very geeky, what I geek out about is always knowing something that's going to be, you know, always knowing something before everyone else does, as far as TVs, movies, you know, who's being casted, what's happening next in next year's summer films, what's being filmed right now.
The definition of a geek.
There you go. So for me, I mean, not so much comic books, it used to be, but now it's just like, I could be the one that could be talking up a storm and being saying, hey, what do you think about Fringe next season? Or what do you think is going to happen?
Now look what you've done. Both of you guys.
What's happened?
Somebody else is calling about this now.
Oh, that's good.
Well, let's go. Olga, you there?
Hello, Olga.
Hey, hi guys. How are you?
Good. Now, what do you have to say on what we're talking about here?
About you guys being single?
Oh, yeah. We just had a caller right now wanting to know why am I single, and there's a lot of reasons to that. It's just because I'm a geek, so I can't really find that right one out there. Was there something you want to say? Like, what do you think about that?
My problem with dating geeks is that they always seem to have little factoids and, like, commentary on stuff that's not relevant to me at all.
See, there you go.
So, like, it's really hard to be on a date with a geek because he'll go off, like, just like you were saying about Star Wars. And, like, you know, I've seen the movie, but I don't, like, believe in the dogma, you know. And to be on a date with someone who's not really, like, engaged into what my interests are, but, like, just fully, like, you know, I'm a geek. And that, I think that's always been my problem with dating geeks. But you know, if you meet a girl that's into those things, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, Romo proudly calls himself a geek, and he does have those conversations after the movie, of course, not during the movies or anything. But what would you suggest? What tips, besides shutting up, what other suggestions do you have for a geek who wants to ask a girl out?
I guess just get to know her before you totally, like, bombard her with all your geek stuff.
So, it's like, gonna be word vomit,
right? Like, what are you about? Like, you know, and kind of learn her stuff. What is she into? that way, you know, you can find out maybe she's kind of a geek too, and maybe you guys do have some common ground on something that's, you know, that's not something that you can have in common. Does that make sense?
Let me ask you this, Olga. Are you a geek?
I am, but not about the same things that you are a geek about.
Yeah. What are you geek about?
I'm a geek about poetry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I geek about comics. It's literature. It's the same stuff.
No, unless you can rap about it, maybe.
I can.
Yeah, you, there's like
do
pictures.
It right now.
Please no.
No, but that's really cool. Being a poet, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, and we've said this before, but being a geek is not about, you know, just liking comic books and Star Wars and all that stuff. Being a geek is, you know, that you love, you're passionate about whatever it is, whether it be poetry, art, books.
Right.
Comic books, movies, whatever it is, and we've said this before, when you start defending whatever it is that you're passionate about, that's when you know you are a geek.
No, I consider myself a geek about that, about poetry, but I think as far as dating in that scene or trying to date, I don't try to date other poets because that's, we get really emo, but if on a date, I think it's just really important to engage with the other person and not be so involved in your own stuff. And I think that that's where a lot of geeks have problems, including myself. So,
yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Olga. That's some good stuff. I'm going to take what you told me into
and write a book.
Write a book about it. Say, oh, of course, that's some great advice. I'm
just
going to sit and just think about
what
you said.
Give me some credits on the dedication page or something.
Yeah. Right, well, okay, Olga, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, and ironically, that's also something that Tony brings up in his book. Again, the book is called My Best Friend is a Wookiee. He does go into a lot of personal stories in there. And I talked to him before we had him on the air. I talked to him yesterday, actually, as a matter of fact, after the football games, of course. But we didn't bring it up on the air, but to him, it was kind of painful, just kind of hard, really, actually. Admitting that, number one, yeah, I was a geek. Two, knowing that his parents and everybody and all his friends and was going to be reading this, it's kind of hard to, you know, sort of tell the truth about him.
Yeah.
In the book.
Like, be so vulnerable.
It's kind of like if I write a book and I actually tell the truth about how I really feel about Angel and
Romo
and, Romo and Damon and all you guys, I don't think you guys would be pretty comfortable.
No.
We'd sit down for that book.
Like, for example, they right now, they really, really think I really, really like them. Wait till they read the book. So anyway, now look what you've done. Now, somebody else is calling. Chinasa, is that your name? Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, and what did you have to say?
I was just wondering, not to be a killjoy or anything, if we could, like, get more on the topic of comic books and such, as opposed to... you guys and your dating preference. I have a feeling that you guys aren't having too much trouble in that area. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm not, but these two are.
Well, I am. I know Damien as well.
And why do you guys think that is?
Probably because I just show no interest in dating someone right now. But, I mean, I'm willing to meet friends and hang out with girls. But, I mean, sometimes we just don't talk about the same stuff, which is kind of interesting.
You mean in reference to other girls?
Yeah.
Do you have a fear of commitment?
Wait, what kind
do
of show is this turning into?
Yeah, do you, like, Romo, have a fear of commitment?
No.
Why do you say
sure?
No, just I've always been doing my own thing, so I've always been focused.
Wouldn't it be cool to share that passion you have with somebody else, though? And just merge the two?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But again, I haven't found a girl that would show interest in doing that.
The first step is to try.
Yeah, or just to be open, you know, to or being receptive to other people and, you know, intimate connections.
And even Romo, like, you know how the other day we were having a dispute about Mad Men and Lost, and I was like, hey, let's swap. And then Henry brought up the fact that part of being a geek is accepting different elements of geekness. So why don't, you know, try Jessica or check out other people and see what's out there.
Yeah, I'm always open to that.
So let's try.
We should.
Also, labels, like, you know, geek and such, I think, like, sometimes it can be, like, restricting because I think, like, you're more than just a geek, right?
Yeah. I'm a geek of all things.
Geek of all colors.
He's a different kind of geek.
Yeah.
You're Romo.
I geek out on music. I mean, I go out to festivals, clubs, parties, and, you know, I love all that stuff, even comic books, TV, sci-fi, but, you know, there's not that just one that could relate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jonathan, let me ask you before we let you go, what do you want to hear about on the show? And besides the dating stuff, who really cares about that? Not me, but what do you really want to hear about on the show? More interviews, more features, what do you want to hear?
I think like just a nice myriad of topics, you know what I mean? I don't know, maybe like a historical like look at comic books and stuff like that, because I think a lot of comic books play off of like what's going on in popular culture. So if we could discuss some of that or get your opinion on things like that, like The Watchmen. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly when it was written, but I think it plays on like a lot of what was going on during like the Red Scare.
Yeah.
So if you took like a historical outlook on comic books, I think that'd be awesome.
Okay, we can do that. So again, thanks for the call, and yeah, we're gonna get away from their lack of love life, but thanks for the call.
No worries.
Let me take a break. And when we come back, looks like they started the war outside. Open the window. But we'll take a break. We'll listen to another Buzz Report. And when we come back, we will talk about comic books. And it's, like I said, the TV shows that are coming out. There's a big one that premieres tonight that I do want to speak about. I'll save it for when we come back. Yeah, I think you guys know which show I'm talking about. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Geek Speak Radio Show Buzz Report for Monday, September 20th. Here's what's buzzing right now. Paul Thomas Anderson's upcoming religious drama called The Master has been postponed indefinitely. According to star Jeremy Renner, Jeremy said in an interview with Total Film Magazine that the project stalled because they kept hitting the wall while rehearsing. By they, he means co-star Philip Seymour Hoffman, Paul Thomas Anderson, and himself. Passion Play and Beginners found distributors at the Toronto Film Festival. Passion Play is the movie starring Mickey Rourke as a jazz musician who falls in love with Megan Fox, who plays a performer who has wings. Bill Murray also co-stars. The film will be distributed by Image Entertainment. Beginners is an autobiographical tale set in Los Angeles about a man played by Ewan McGregor coming to terms with his father, played by Christopher Plummer, after his dad comes out of the closet at 75, only to learn he is dying of cancer. It will be distributed by Focus Features. Screenwriter Anthony Peckham has been tapped to write the script for Paramount Pictures' next Jack Ryan film starring Chris Pine as Jack Ryan. It's tentatively titled Moscow and will be directed by Jack Bender. It'll be about Jack Ryan's earlier career, not a sequel to the Jack Ryan film starring Harrison Ford. The weekend box office had no surprises, with The Town taking the top spot with $23.8 million. Easy A took second place with $18.2 million, and Devil came in third with $12.5 million. That's what's buzzing right now, and that's the Geek Speak Radio Show Buzz Report.
Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Transmit.
And now, back to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
And here we are. And no more.
Good. For a second, I was getting scared.
Don't be scared of commitment, Romo.
It's not commitment that I'm scared of.
You should be scared to be committed.
That's it.
But welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. We are going to talk about stuff that you all like, especially this. During the break, I was checking some stories just to make sure that we're not missing anything, and looks like we are. JJ is very busy. I think he's trying to compete with, what's his name? Perseus from Clash of the Titans and from Avatar. As the busiest man in Hollywood. If you remember not too long ago, last month, during one of the Buzz Reports, or I think we're just doing a News of the Day thing, there was a report that Michael Emerson, Terry O'Quinn, Man in Black, yeah, like, you guys don't know who it is, that they were shopping around a script for a TV show that they both wanted to star in. And, of course, we're all going to be there to see that because it's Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson. Well, story just broke right now that someone's going to help them make it a reality.
And let's see, is that going to be JJ?
Two initials, J and J. Yeah, JJ nice. Abrams has decided to jump on, Bad Robot actually, and JJ has decided to jump on and help them shop this around. Of course, that means it's happening.
Yeah.
It is, I'm not sure the story doesn't really get into the, that many details yet because there aren't that many. But JJ will probably produce because, you know, it's a Bad Robot thing. People from Alias will probably, Josh Applebaum and Andrew Nemec, they'll probably be producing this thing. It's described as a comedic drama, and it tentatively is titled Odd Jobs.
Hmm.
And so,
that's interesting.
When I first read it, it kind of screamed Undercovers at me.
Yeah.
And then the fact that, not Michael Emerson, Terry O'Quinn was also in Alias for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it
not a big stretch.
But
you said
at the same time, it's Bad Robot, it's JJ, it's Michael Emerson and Terry O'Quinn together.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be there. Can't get enough of them on Lost anyway.
Yeah. It hasn't gone to any studio yet. It's just being shopped around. But the fact that Bad Robot is behind it and JJ's name is behind it probably means it's going to happen. And like I said, JJ's really busy because he just had the Alcatraz thing greenlit. So
yeah.
We're going to be seeing a lot of JJ. We'll probably have him here. You know, he can have some pizza with us every, mm-hmm. like Angel does every day after
yeah.
the show. Your treat.
Oh, yeah, for JJ.
Yeah. He also has, what is that called? Person of Interest, which is, that's going to Fox. That one is being written by Jonathan Nolan, Christopher's brother.
Yeah.
You guys heard of Christopher mm-hmm. Nolan?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He did a little movie called Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Yep.
And another one, Inception. So there you go. That so the TV
like,
show with Michael Emerson and Terry O'Quinn looks like it probably is going to happen now.
It seems like next season. I mean, there's going to be a lot of new good, you know, TV shows, especially that right there being produced. And man, that's speaking about you know, TV shows about this. I mean, focus on this season right now. We got, you know, this is the whole week where they're going to premiere
all the new shows.
Yeah,
yeah, all the new shows will premiere. All the everybody's favorite shows will return again.
This week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you call it? Tonight, Monday. It is Monday, right? Yeah,
yep.
Monday.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like a Monday. Told you that Friday, last Friday, threw me off. I thought it was Wednesday, really. So it kind of threw me off. But tonight, Lone Star premieres on Fox at 9 o'clock. The Event that I've talked about on NBC tonight also at 9. So get your recorders ready.
Yes.
You can only watch one of them. Mike and Molly on CBS is at 9:30. Chase on NBC at 10. Hawaii Five-O premieres tonight on CBS. That's also at 10.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. You know, I'm hearing a lot of good things about Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be like the original, but yeah. Hey, give it a shot.
Yeah, you know what I want to hear? I haven't heard it. I know it's out there somewhere, is the theme song. If they keep it the same, then there you go. That's all you need.
They kind of did, but they kind of like added their own twist to it.
Yeah, this time Steve McGarrett is Alex O'Loughlin. And Detective Danny Williams, Dano is played by Scott Kahn. And by the way, they did leave that in there. Book him, Dano. So as long as you have that line in there, that's all that really. Oh, Jin, Daniel Day Kim, he plays Chin Ho Kelly.
Yeah, there's certain things in Hawaii Five-O that you gotta keep that are just gonna stay true to the show and have it be successful.
The
and
song,
that's one of them.
For sure is one mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah, book him.
That. Book him, Dano. What's the matter, Damien?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was on the phone today talking to my dad, and he's a big Hawaii Five-O fan of the old.
You finally broke down and called your dad?
Well, he actually called me.
Wow.
But he was asking me, okay, what are we going to discuss today on the show? Because he's going to be listening. And one of the things he was talking about was some of the shows, and like Hawaii Five-O just so happened to be the one that he had mentioned, and he was going to watch it. He's going to watch the new one. But he said that, you know, That's kind of touchy, you know, because he's a big fan of the first one, the older one. So, you know, he just says that, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of biased to the old one, but we'll see what's going to happen. So, you know, I just, hopefully they'll do a good job on it.
Hopefully he checks it out tonight, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the way I see these new old shows
yeah.
is kind of like what I was talking about with Tony in the first hour, that, you know, the Clone Wars is the way my son sees Star Wars now. I mean, he watches the originals with me. But now he knows Star Wars as Ahsoka and the Clone Wars and Commander Cody and Rex and all those guys. And same thing with this here. I think this is just a new way. And I was thinking about this overnight before we did the show. Is maybe this is a way to get a new audience for these
yeah.
things. And it kind of goes back also to the little experiment we had. Not the dating one. The experiment that we had when you guys tried to come up with an original screenplay.
Yeah.
And I said that we've had so much stuff happen media-wise. Music, movies, cartoons, TV shows, comic books, books, all kind of stuff, that there just isn't that much original stuff left. And so I guess you have to recycle. It's not just because it's the cool thing to do right now to recycle, but you have to, you know, recycle the original story, because if it worked once, you think it worked again. But then again,
lightning doesn't strike twice.
Ask Brett Favre about that. Oh, I had to get that in there. Yes, I am still a Packers fan. And wasn't that a good game yesterday?
That was a good game. Not for the Vikings.
Talking about the Vikings game, actually.
Oh, man.
But before we get out of here today, let me ask you guys. I got some emails, like I said, I was telling Tony about that. Should we do a fantasy thing? Because the season did just start, and that fantasy football thing is huge with our audience, because they're asking me, do you play? And they actually asked.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of gamers that they all are also into fantasy football as well.
So. I'm definitely willing to.
The last time, not playing, I mean, just talk about it.
A lot of them are Madden fans as well.
So uh-huh. Game addict over here. I want to play. I'll do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No, but I was saying that the last time that the Packers came here to play the 49ers, I noticed a lot of the 49er fans, well, obviously, but a lot of the 49er fans, they weren't even watching the game. They were all on their phones texting away. It's like, oh, Frank Gore ran for X amount of yards. This guy ran through for this much. I wish I hadn't picked him, because he only has one catch. They cared more about their stats than, you
the
know,
actual
about
game, and
game
players.
Going on in front of them.
Well, there's a lot of fans at games. A lot of geeks as well.
Yeah.
Especially the one I've seen. I saw a Darth Vader mask, but it was spray painted into the colors of the helmet of their team.
It's called the Black Hole.
Well, that yeah. as well. No, but there was there was a Niner one as well.
What were they doing there?
I don't know.
Oh, it was Raiders and Niners?
Yeah.
Oh. I was gonna say, he's in the wrong stadium.
Oops.
Yeah, but so before we get out of here, we'll make an on-air decision. Do you guys want to do it? Should we talk about fantasy football?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should.
Where's producer Damon? There you are. Right in front of me. That's why I couldn't see him. What do you say? Yes, no, maybe so?
He's shaking his head yes.
I can't see him.
He's bobbing.
I'm blind. I'm dark.
He's bobbing his head.
Yeah, there,
I can't see. Wow, I'm not that dark.
What?
Should get out more often then.
Well, yeah, I think we should do it. We should definitely do that.
All right, well, then we'll do that then. How did this work?
Can I sign up today and start?
You can, but all we're going to do is report on it. We're not going to play.
Oh, no, but I'm saying I'm going to start.
See, again, Ms. Gaming Addict over here. I want to play. But where's my producer? Damien, jump on the microphone again.
Yes, sir.
What do we got for tomorrow?
Okay, we have Jim Valentino.
Hey, that's a name we heard before.
Yeah, he was actually on a few weeks ago for the Hero Initiative show.
Yeah, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What are you going to talk about tomorrow?
So he's going to be talking about some of the latest releases that he has out, come from Image, and some of his previous work as well. And we're going to touch on the Hero Initiative thing as well.
Okay, and that link is, by the way, to Hero Initiative. It's still on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. Thanks a lot to Tony Pacitti, who came in, talked about it. My Best Friend is a Wookiee, published by Adams Media. The Facebook fan page, the Amazon link, all that stuff is all linked up on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. Justin Chung, thank you for taking some time and talking to us about Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Rise of the Bounty Hunter, sketch cards that he made. WorldFamousComics.com is also still on there. That's his other website. But I'll link it up. I don't think it's up there yet, but the one we're looking at, and I hate doing that, but we had to look at him when we're going, hey, yeah, look at this one. The listeners can't see that because it's not up on our website yet, but it will be as soon as... Give us about 2 minutes, and it will be up there. It's all on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. So let's take a break, 24-hour break, as a matter of fact. And when we come back tomorrow, we'll talk to Jim Valentino and maybe have some other surprises, and maybe we'll end this war. Who opened the window? What's going on out there? So we'll do that. Till then, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.